One of the candidates in today's elections in Iraq is the man who is presiding over them. Iyad Alawi became Iraq's interim prime minister in June of last year, and his supporters hope that he remains in power. He's seen as a strong leader who is capable of rebuilding Iraq's devastated institutions, but others have described Alawi as a power-hungry politician whose legitimacy in Iraq is undermined by his ties to Western intelligence services. Reporter John Lee Anderson met with Alawi several times in Iraq, and his profile of the Iraqi leader is published in last week's issue of the New Yorker magazine. John Lee Anderson is now on the phone from London. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
It's good to have you. If there's one word that is used to describe Iyad Alawi, the word is tough. Some people have used the word thug. What is your impression of the man, given the time you've spent with him?
Well, I reserve judgment on thug. All the question marks continue to remain over the more brutal alleged episodes of his past, even after the time I spent with him. He does nothing to dismiss those rumors and doubts, however, and I think in the Iraqi context, tough is probably the most appropriate moniker. This is he's not averse to being described as tough. He doesn't shirk away from his record as having been a tough young Ba'athist militant, who helped the Ba'ath Party get to power. He describes himself as tough in staying the course, in fighting terrorism, in risking his own life at the present moment. I think it's probably the difference between the Iraqi context after 35 years of Saddam's brutality and on Western perceptions of what thuggery is. He lies somewhere in the middle, a man in the shadows, ambiguous.
There are stories, though, that he personally executed 7 suspected terrorists. There are also stories that he spread those rumors. You know, did you get any closer to the truth?
Well, I spoke with one of the men who claimed to be a witness to the executions, which occurred allegedly last June, just before his inauguration as interim prime minister. And I have to say, in all my years of reporting, I came away believing that this witness was quite credible. There's a lot to it. When he has been asked about it, and when I asked him about whether or not he'd ever killed or, for that matter, tortured anyone, Alawi issues rote denials, but then immediately undercuts them with follow-ups by saying things like, no, I did not kill them, but I will do anything necessary to safeguard Iraqis' peace and stability and to bring democracy to Iraq. So he seems to intentionally leave it hanging. And it has to be said that these rumors, if that's all they are, the reports that he did personally participate in killing of torture and of terrorist suspects has played extremely well on the Iraqi street. Most Iraqis applaud this when they hear it. There's this great desire for stability and a firm hand again after 2 years of complete anarchy.
How would you describe his political philosophy today, though? I mean, he was with the Ba'ath Party, became disillusioned with Saddam Hussein. He lived in exile in London. Mm-hmm. How did that inform his philosophy today, and what is that?
Well, his philosophy it's probably unfair to describe it only as rebaked Ba'athism, but it should be pointed out, and I think even the people working with him admit that his Ba'ath Party years, his ideological formation as a Ba'athist, pan-Arabism, strong nationalism, these feelings, these have not gone away. He is a man who believes in a strong Iraq. He talked to me about his personal crusade in rebuilding Saddam, in rebuilding Iraq's army. He sees an Iraq which is possessed of a great army, which stands above and proud within the Arab League of Nations. Now, he also says that his years in the West taught him about human rights and democratic principles, and admits that he did not know those when he left Iraq in the early 70s. So, in a way, the jury is still out on Alawi, because he's been a conspirator for 30 years, and to a large extent, although he's in the driver's seat to it, under the, you know, with the American backup in Baghdad, to a certain extent, he's still fighting the same old war as he sees it. His former colleagues, Saddam's people who were thrown out of power, but now fight him from the wings, and they are the terrorists he's fighting against. So it won't be until he actually possesses a true power that we will see what kind of man Alawi is.
And are his chances good, yes or no?
Yes, I think they're reasonably good. He stands to gain, by all accounts, a sort of second percentage in the polls after the United Iraqi Alliance, the Sistani-blessed Shiite list, so to speak. And as someone who has power, has the blessing of the West, and who is a secular Shiite who transcends both Sunni and the Shiite communities, he could well be kept on and chosen by the new assembly as a prime minister, certainly for the next period. It is a strong possibility.
John Lee Anderson's profile of Iraqi interim prime minister Ayad Alawi appears in last week's issue of The New Yorker, and he spoke to us by phone from London. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you.